I'm going to try to just sit back and shut up because I'd like you to break down, but with a little bit more time, what you gave in that speech. I know you've given a lot, but I saw this particular speech of you, I believe, before the Eagle Forum, really laying out the facts of just how unconstitutional and Kafkaesque the CPS is.
Right. Well, it is unconstitutional, and I'm sure you have many listeners that know that children are being taken away from their parents in a ruthless kind of behavior by caseworkers and social workers and investigators, and the bureaucracy is very huge. That also includes lawyers and judges and therapists and others who take these children from their parents without a cause. And, of course, we know that money is being made because of this, and I am convinced without a shadow of a doubt that the parents across this country need to be warned of the dangers of the child protective services nationwide. You want me to just continue on, don't you?
Sure, Senator, lay it out.
The Department of Child Protective Services has become a protected empire that we see going on around us, and it's built on taking children and separating families. As a matter of fact, I could throw in here now that it appears to me that the family is going to have to be destroyed in order for the one-world government to completely develop. But this is the taking of children by a protected empire. This is not to say today that there are not those children who are really being abused, who need to be removed from the wretched situations that they may be in.
But it needs to be done through due process.
Yes, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the families that are having children removed from them with no cause, and then there is no due process available to them after this has happened. And in one county in my district, I had 37 families brought together one Saturday morning in the library to allow them to, without any press and without any Child Protective Services pressure there, to tell their stories. And it was absolutely unbelievable to hear these parents, single dads, single mothers, telling their and other parents telling their stories of how their children had been picked up in the middle of the night, off of the school buses, out of schools, out of hospitals, even while they are nursing, and these families had never seen those children again. You have never seen such agony, such suffering, and such crying. And we had 50 families standing outside the door that were not allowed to come in because we already had 37 families inside. It was truly just seeing the work of the Gestapo coming against these families and taking their children from them, never to be seen again. It was very, very enlightening, that day was, when we saw what was happening in this one Child Protective Services department in one county in my district in Georgia. And not only that, but they had a separate business going on where they required all of these parents to come in multiple times and have drug tests. And they charged the parents every time, so they had a separate business going on. They had already made over $100,000 in this business.
Well, Senator, stay there. Let's come back and break down the abuses of the Bill of Rights Constitution. For those that don't know, they set up at the turn of the last century these family courts that don't follow the Bill of Rights Constitution. They were actually set up to carry out racial hygiene, or they were first called eugenics courts. And that's why they're separate, new, and outside of the Bill of Rights Constitution. It's all completely illegal. And it's come out in the news, all these family court judges are getting illegal kickbacks from the private CPS facilities, because they're getting federal funds, and they pay the judges, in some cases, millions of dollars apiece. So that's all this is a bounty on your children. We tend to focus on the CPS workers. The real evil is the judges. They're the ones making the big money and the private groups. Stay with us, Senator.
You can run on for
State
long
head
time.
Of the
run
Eagle
on
Forum.
For a long time. Run on
State
on
Senator, 50th District.
Time.
Well, this is a apropos song to have coming on right now. You can throw your rock, hide your hand, working against the people, and it's just amazing what the establishment are doing as they work against their fellow man. Always advertising how it's for the children. It's a giant industry, and really people, but some nasty folks. There's some that just want the money of kidnapping the kids, but the others like to do horrible things with the children. That's been proven in all over the news. Senator, so when did you begin to discover these horrors, and what has your fight been like? I mean, because I know discovering this back 12, 14 years ago and fighting it myself and getting calls at hospitals when a newborn baby's literally jerked off the mother's breast with no judge's order even. I mean, it shook me to the core. It's made me actually cry when you're around the families and see the pain, because it's worse than a death. When grandma dies, she's old, you love her, but you expect it to happen, and it's sad. But when you see families with the joy turned into a nightmare, with their young being snatched, it hits you at a core level. And frankly, it tears your guts out. And then I'm going to be honest, then you want to kill people. Senator, I mean, tell us about your journey, and then more of the horrors.
Well, it has been horrible. It really has. And let me just say up front here now that my writing the corrupt business of Child Protective Services, which you probably have read at some point or another, that prompted me, of course, to give the speech at Eagle Forum for the conference last year, at the end of the year, I lost my Senate seat over this. And working. And let me say that there are causes worth losing over, so it hasn't distressed me that much. It's just given me more time to work on this issue and other issues. But in calling around the country to other state representatives and senators, asking them would they help this family or that family that have been contacting me, they have told me that if they help, if they do anything, they will lose their job. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, it's a mafia.
And, of course, it cost me my Senate seat. But that's okay. That's okay. We're moving forward. We're exposing what is being done. And you mentioned a few minutes ago about the judges and the money. I wanted to share with you that the Census Bureau has reported that in 2002, $40 billion in transfer payments were made between households. That money is under the direction and the control of family court judges.
And that's only the tip of the iceberg, of course.
That's right.
You break this down so well, but there's bounties on children's heads.
Yes, there are. As a matter of fact, we just learned a few days ago that an order had even been placed to one of our Child Protective Services departments for a particular kind of child that they wanted. So there is a bounty on these children. As a matter of fact, when you break it down as to exactly what is happening to promote these financial incentives, you have to go back to the Adoption and the Safe Families Act that was set in motion in 1974 by Walter Mondale and then later was expanded upon by President Bill Clinton in 1997. And what this act did is it offered cash bonuses to the states for every child they adopted out of foster care. So in order to receive the adoption incentive bonuses, local child protective services need more children. They must have merchandise, which is the children that sells. And you must have plenty so that the buyer can choose. Some counties are known to give 4,000 to 6,000 bonus for each child adopted out to strangers, and an additional $2,000 for special needs children. And, of course, this money just continues to follow the child and follow the child for years and years and years. And the employees work to keep those federal dollars flowing.
And that's why 67% of children nationally, and that happens to be the average in Texas as well, we have the state hearings on this, are on multiple psychotropic drugs because
yes.
Once they give them a designation, then the cash amount goes way up.
That's right. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. There's a baseline number. There's a baseline number that of expected adoptions based on population for each state. For every child that DHR or Child Protective Services or whatever it's called in your particular state can get adopted, there's this bonus of $4,000 to $6,000.
All right, Senator Schaefer, stay there. I'm sorry, we've got to break. That was a short segment. Long segment coming up. I want to get into what you just talked about, the ordering certain children. We know the blonde-haired, blue-eyed gets the top cash, and that's been confirmed. So they're trafficking in your children.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant nuclear? You know, it's hard to talk about this subject, but listeners need to understand something. I've lived it. I've viewed it. I've watched it. I've been to family courts. Here in Austin, it's so corrupt. It's not just little kids they're grabbing. If you're late to class three times in Travis County, they charge you with truancy. Now, the state statute says it's way above 10 unexcused absences in one semester. Last time I checked the law, it changes sometimes. But to the point is, it's a whole bunch of absences. But they had portable buildings built on, and they send these family court judges out, and they call the parents in the morning, and they put this on CBS News. I mean, I knew it was happening, but it was on the news. They commit this crime right out in the open like it's good. And they say, you were late to class, and you're going to sign this agreement, or I'm going to put you in juvenile hall for 6 months. Now, the judge, she goes, for contempt. It was Judge Jean Meir, who has huge facilities named after her. Talk about witch-like. And she was on there going, you understand? You know, with this face on TV, I got to find that clip somewhere. She's like, you understand me? And the dad's like, do what he says. And the kid's crying, I'm sorry, I was late to class. I'm sorry. Then you sign. Now they've got you contractually. That was the trick. She couldn't have put you in jail. Now they've got you contractually, a affirmed adjudication. Now you're in the system. Now they got you. And it's come out, judges all over the country, getting over $1 million apiece in many cases, to put girls who were late to class in jail in Ohio or in Illinois. A girl wrote something bad about her principal making fun of him, and they arrested her and gave her 6 months in a labor camp. Remember that? But we can pull it up right now if you don't believe us. And it turned out the judge was getting over $1 million a year to fill the private prisons, and they were doing kickbacks. Oh, man, keep them coming. Oh, God, the federal money's incredible. Keep them coming. We need more. I mean, this is like Shawshank Redemption. So take my film Endgame, and then we're going to the senator. In there, we have a clip from the state senate, and the representative asked her, Susanna Hupp asked her, she says, why do you put 60%+ of the children on Prozac-type drugs? And the head state board psychiatrist says, well, they have bad genes. There's no test for bad genes. They do. They just make it up. Anyways, I got to, ma'am, please continue with the bounties, because we've confirmed these, but you separately brought them up. For folks that don't know, the adoption agencies put out little bounties, and this is all even done on the up and up, but there's also a little under the table. Tell us about the bounties on people's children.
Certainly, these children come with bounties because we know the incentives are available there. The federal incentives are available. And they can be $4,000 or $6,000. But actually, there is a beginning formula in which each bonus is multiplied. And this sounds complicated. It really isn't. But this is what the states go by. Each bonus is multiplied by the percentage that the state has managed to exceed its baseline adoption number. Therefore, the states and local communities work hard to reach their goals for increased numbers of adoptions for children in foster care. So, therefore, you get to the end of the year and a Child Protective Services department in some state or in a county there in the state may not have taken as many children as they need to, and they have their formula or their bonus increases on the wall, and it tells exactly how many more children they need by the end of the year.
So it's just like a sales shop at a car dealership. They got the sales manager. You're not going to reach your goal, Bob.
That's exactly right.
In the cases I saw, in this one case, it was this auto mechanic and his young wife, and she had tested positive 3 years before. They don't tell you when you're at the hospital. They're testing your blood, and they go, oh, she's got marijuana in her. No nut, judge, no jury, no second test. No process. They come and take the blonde-haired, blue-eyed baby. Well, this is 3 years later, and so they contacted my show, and they said, we're pregnant. We're going back in the hospital. We just want to make sure they don't try to take them. They call. I leave the radio that day. I drive down there. I go in with a camera. The cops say, turn your camera off. I say no. We open the door up, and the cop, and Mike Hansen was a witness to this. The camera doesn't pick it up very well. Mike Hansen was there. He got there even before me. And the cop actually had his hand on her neck making her sign it. You can't make this stuff up. This country's so gone, folks. And because they have special CPS cops just assigned to them who are particularly devilish. And they took the baby off her breast, the newborn baby, disappeared. And then we go to the court. They didn't even fill out the right name. They said the baby was 3 years old and that this lady had done all this abuse. The forms aren't just lies. They're so lazy and so criminal, they don't even care. They just use old forms and have you ever seen that, Senator?
Well, I haven't exactly seen that. I do know that they take children right out of the hospitals, and sometimes they're 1 or 2 days old. But the caseworkers and social workers oftentimes, very often, are guilty of fraud, and they do withhold the evidence, and they fabricate the evidence. And their whole goal is to terminate the parental right of the parents. And parents are just left at the mercy. And all of this in the best interest of the child, those words in the best interest of the child have been redefined. It's not in the best interest of the child. The bottom line is taking the children for money.
And the law was written, for those that don't know, I'd like you to speak to this because I know you're an expert on it, so you can speak to it. It was written to where, we're supposed to keep the family together and give it to grandparents or the other spouse. Grandparents are now don't like how the parents are operating. They advertise on TV to tattle. The grandparents go and tattle, and then they don't get the children 9 times out of 10.
Yes. There are lots of grandparents that cannot get their grandchildren, even when it would be best if the parents are on drugs. Someone does need to have access to those children, but oftentimes the grandparents are turned down. Now, there is a policy that you're supposed to secure a relative immediately for those parents, but oftentimes that relative is never sought out. The grandparents are never given the children, and a stranger then comes in and takes over the lives of those children.
And, ma'am?
And there is no, absolutely no financial resource or no real drive to unite the family back together, or to keep them together, or to provide any effective care for the family. That is completely gone. Now it's destroying the family.
Well, right out of high school, I learned about this because for the summer I worked for a large carpet cleaning place. And we would go to these houses, because, you know, we might go to 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 houses a day sometimes, and I'd say, what is this? And it'd be usually a middle-class house, 5-bedroom. Parts of it'd be nice. There'd be rooms locked. There'd be kids walking around in shorts with their shirts off, you know, ages 3 to 10. There'd be marijuana smoke. There'd be some fat. It always looked the same, some pervert-looking adult. Because you'd be in a two-man team, and I was with the older guy who knew about it. He goes, this is some foster parent house. I'm not attacking all foster parents, folks, but I saw what it is. It's lazy potheads or alcoholics that get 4 or 5 kids, and that's their business, is they warehouse them, and they're always getting caught killing them or locking them up or giving them one hot dog a day, bread and water, because they want all that money for their drug habit. And that's why I've seen statistics of foster parents being 5 times more likely to abuse children than any other group.
You're exactly right. The children are much more likely to be abused in foster care than at home with their own parents. The beginning of this journey for me began with a grandmother who was trying to get her 2 granddaughters in one of the counties in my district. The Child Protective Services had removed the 2 little girls from their mother, who was very young, and they based it on the fact that there was an unopened can of beer in the front of her car. They took these 2 little girls over to an adjoining county, put them in foster home over there where they had 18 children, all kinds of little rooms downstairs in the lower level of this home. And one of the caseworkers in that county was a pedophile.
Of course.
Who lived in that home and regularly sexually molested the children who were in the foster care. When this came up in court, I went to court with this grandmother and sat in the back of the courtroom. And we had a good attorney that day who pulled the walls down, who cross-examined one of the older children in this foster home, and she admitted that there was an inappropriate relationship between the foster mother and the caseworker. And then it got a little worse, and then the juvenile court judge got all nervous and said, counsel, meet me in my chambers, and they went out and stayed 5 minutes and came back, and our attorney just looked at us and out loud said, it's nothing but legal kidnapping. That's all it is, legal kidnapping. But let me tell you what happened.
Did they get the child back?
We pressed, it's called DFACS in Georgia, and we pressed and pressed and pressed. The judge said those children will be removed within a week. Well, a week was gone, 10 days was gone, the children were still there. We kept leaning on them to get those children out of there. And out of the blue, someone called this grandmother in Florida to tell her that they were bringing the children from Georgia to the state line, which she drive up to pick them up. She, of course, said she would be there. She got the children. They didn't have any clothes. One was not wearing shoes.
Mm-hmm.
She took them home. And within 3 days, that juvenile court judge drew up a new order, and she gave the two little girls to their father, who lived on the West Coast, who had never been involved in their lives, and who was involved in adult entertainment. I pulled his business up on the Internet. Pornographic. Awful.
That's why they gave it to him. In fact, you come to the next point, Senator.
Within 3 days, that father was knocking on the door of that grandmother and took those two little girls screaming and crying to the West Coast.
Well, it's better than that in that death pit down there in that house with all those other little kids. Now,
right.
Now for those that don't know, I found out about this because I walked into these pits, and I probably only saw that summer 7 or 8 of them, but, I mean, they were all the same.
That's horrible.
And literally, they're hell pits. And I'm Senator. You notice everything I've told you. You've seen the same thing, because we've had the same similar experience, you know, fighting this. And I just do it a little bit of the time. Frankly, I psychologically shy away from it because it's so. Well, it just
it
makes me feel.
It does take its toll on you.
It makes me feel very aggressive. It makes me want to. But the point is that when it comes right down to it, how many Homeland Security deputy directors of states have been caught with little kids? How many senators and congressmen, you know, with the pages? And how many DHS officials, you know, that want to stop child abuse, it turns out, are pedophiles? When you get down to it, you got a couple groups. You got parents that were, I mean, you got children who were abused, who think that all parents are abusive, and they're gonna punish the family. Because I went to college with some people that were going to be social workers, and you'd be out drinking beer, and the girl would say, you know, I just can't wait to take kids from these bad parents because I was abused. So there's those mentally ill people. Then there's pedophiles who want access to kids, and then there's scumbags that just want money. And I got to say, that's basically what makes up CPS in my experience. And I think, from what I've seen, I'd probably say 30% of them are pedophiles. And I mean, and the problem is this crime rate. This crime spree is just is growing.
Yes, it is.
So can you comment on that, and where is this going? How do we stop them?
Well, I would say that there are definitely pedophiles in the system. There's no question about that, because we know where there's children, there are pedophiles. You know, they're in schools and they're in churches and they're everywhere where they can get their hands on children. So we know that that's true. And it's got to be brought to an end. It's got to be completely exposed for what it is. And in my opinion, it needs to completely be dissolved. I don't see any good left in Child Protective Services. As far as picking up a child that's being totally abused, the police could do that just as well as Child Protective Services.
And then you have due process. And exactly. Well, take Texas. Did you hear about the Texas Youth Commission?
I don't know.
I mean, there's so many crimes. I'm not knocking you if you haven't.
You're not talking about all those children in Texas that were picked up at one time.
No, that was with that Mormon sect.
Right.
Did you hear about how the child jails and the child facilities had organized pornographic rings and like big rape parties for the children, and the state police found out about it and then weren't allowed to stop it, and now they forced the director out because he did the right thing?
I have heard about that in other states, but I have not heard about what happened in Texas, no.
Okay, well, here in Texas, it came out that every major facility was doing stuff that people wouldn't even believe. You can read it in the mainstream news. Now, they used that to pass a law for more money for the agencies. I'm sure you heard about Florida, where it turned out the directors were pedophiles and 3,000 kids were missing and all that. What did they get? More money, more power. The incredible thing is, the worse they get, the more money and power they get.
It appears that way. It appears that way. But all of it is based on money, and that's where it's going to have to be cut off. The federal incentives have got to be cut off and be removed on a federal level in order to get this stopped.
And that's where we go now in the closing minutes we have left in this interview, Senator. And again, we can only commend you and pray for you in this fight and then politically going after you. Solutions. But before we hit that, I wanted to finish up. Specific orders for specific children that look a specific way. I mean, you've now saying you've discovered that.
Right. We have discovered that. We haven't discovered it in every state, but we've discovered it in many states, and we have so many families calling that are absolutely delirious. They are so desperate. They do not know where to turn, and actually, they have no place to turn for help. And, of course, parents, the poorer the families are, those are the ones who are targeted because they don't have the wherewithal to fight the system or hire an attorney. And they are just caught up in it, and many of them are because their children are blue-eyed or blonde or exactly what someone wants, and those families are targeted. So it is just heartbreaking as to what is going on and what we've got to do in order to bring this to an end.
Have you ever heard about what the former head FBI agent in Southern California discovered about the CPS even in the 80s? They have public auctions, closed auctions in Las Vegas with the kids on the block. These people.
But, you know, we have some states now that put the children on the Internet, and you can just go through their pictures and choose the one you want.
See how pure evil's just right out in the open now like it's no big deal.
And then there are some children that even if you might like to, if a really good person who is really trying to help a child, will choose that child, oftentimes, then they refuse to let these parents have the child. So if your motives are pure as the driven snow, and you're trying to really help get a child out of that system and give them a new life, oftentimes they won't let the child go.
No, they want client houses where they warehouse the kids, a lot of times locked up, and they've ruled, oh, they can legally lock them up and stuff, and these little cages. They only want client foster parents that want to run the money in and put them on drugs because that's shared with the local CPS.
Right. It is one of the most corrupt situations that we could ever have in this country. And
yeah, well, what we need is to take the country back, have mass trials, and hang about 10,000 of these people high because this rivals the Nazis. By the way, the Nazis had CPS. That's how they started grabbing people's kids the year Hitler was elected in 1933. He was a eugenicist. We'll be right back with the senator. Stay with us. Final segment. We'll see you at bank.com. Okay, Senator, what are solutions to fight these demons? I mean, we just get the public educated what we're doing now about their rights, get bigger organizations together to fight them, Congress, state laws, because we always push to get state laws to stop them, and they always take it over and get more power out of us trying to lobby to reform. How do we beat pure evil?
Very, very strong bill that I introduced to correct it here in the state of Georgia, and of course that bill was defeated. I also had several parents lined up to come down and do a video, and the video was defeated. And then of course I lost my Senate seat. So there's a huge battle over this, and many states don't want to let that money go that they've gotten used to. And one thing we haven't mentioned that I'd like to bring out is how huge the bureaucracy is. It is made up of caseworkers and social workers and attorneys and guardian ad litem and judges and psychiatrists and psychologists, and it goes on and on. The bureaucracy is huge. of made up of people who look to the children in Child Protective Services for their job security. And none of these people want to let this be brought to an end.
In fact,
this is where they get their paycheck.
And it's not being brought to an end. It's radically expanding.
Absolutely it is, and they're expanding with it. And we can see the children that are already being sent into mental health facilities. I had a mother that two children were put in mental health facilities, and, of course, that brings in Medicaid, and these two children were on 16 drugs a day.
Good Lord.
So it is corrupt to its absolute core. And we must stand against it. We must keep talking about it. And families that are listening to us today that are caught up in this, they need to continue to fight the system.
Okay, Senator, I got to stop you. We got 45 seconds. What about websites? Or how do folks get a copy of your bill to get it passed in their state? I got to have you back for more solutions. But contact info, groups you recommend.
There are just welcome groups that they can recommend. Or they can contact me. At Eagle Forum of Georgia.
Just Google Eagle Forum of Georgia, or there's also the Senator Nancy Schaefer website as well. Nancy Schaefer, we want to have you back up. God bless you. You're a true angel, and we appreciate your courage. I know it's hard to do what you do because it's so hard. God bless you. Thank you, Senator.